Hello. This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, very good day to you. This is Lisa William from eBay. How may I help you?
Sorry, I just missed a call from this number.
Alright. So, it's a confirmation call, ma'am, because this morning, 6 o'clock, you had tried to purchase the Samsung phone, cost you $299. So, you want to place this order or you want to cancel and refund back your money?
Sorry, what did I order?
It's a Samsung Galaxy S21 phone.
No, I did not place any order.
Okay, so you haven't. So then do you have any idea who did this? Have you ever shared your card information, any details to your friend, family member, anyone else? Oh.
Is it a Samsung Galaxy? Sorry about that again, but is it actually?
Yeah, it's a Samsung Galaxy S21 phone. The Samsung phone that I tried to purchase this morning.
No. I did not place anything to order.
Okay, you haven't, alright. So, if you haven't, then do you have any idea who did this? Have you ever shared your card information, any details? To your friend, family member, anyone else?
No.
So maybe it could possible that someone else, maybe hacker, misused your information. They had tried to purchase the Samsung phone. Do you want to cancel it? Is it okay to you?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to help you for the cancellation process. It's an online, and after that, if any money is debited, we will refund back your money. So you do one thing, put me on a speaker mode, the loud speaker mode.
Sorry, I couldn't hear
you
because of my little one.
Okay, have you put me on a speaker mode, the loud speaker mode?
No, it's not on speaker.
Okay, I put me on a speaker mode.
Speaker mode, okay.
Yes, right. Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay. So once you have put me on a speaker mode, you do one thing. Open the Play Store application or App Store from your phone.
Which app I need to open?
Did you open the Play Store application?
Is it Apple Store?
Yeah, open it.
Okay. And then?
Did you open that App Store?
Yeah.
Okay, so now ma'am, just have a good look at the right hand side bottom corner. Can you see the magnifying glass or a search box over there?
Sorry,
glass? At the right hand side bottom corner.
So I need to go on the search button or the back or this?
Yeah, yes, right. On the search box. Can you see that?
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, so now I start typing over there. I'm going to tell you the cancellation app's name. So type over there, letter A for Alpha, N for November,
Sorry, where I need to click next? This is gift card, ear tag, earphone.
No. On which application did you open it? Have you opened the Play App Store?
App Store, yes.
Yeah, open it. And once you have opened the App Store, just have a good look at the right hand side bottom corner. Can you see the magnifying glass or a search box?
Search box, yes.
Yeah. Alright, so start tapping over there, letter A for alpha.
So I need to type.
N for November. N for November.
Yeah.
Y for yellow. D for doctor.
Yeah.
E for echo.
Yeah.
S for sugar.
Yeah.
And K for kilo. K for kilo. It's NADEX.
NADEX, yeah.
Yes, now search this application. Now can you see NADEX, the red color application? And I get download option. Give a click on that.
Sorry, when I press any desk, it shows no result were found and something else.
Okay. Did you check the spelling? Can you check the spelling? It's ANYDESK. It's any desk.
Yeah, any desk. There is no space.
Yes.
There is no space in between.
Okay, you don't have a space on your mobile storage, right?
Yeah, so do I need to put the screen?
So you do one thing, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Try to delete some unusual images, video which you don't use, or apps. Make the storage empty a little bit so that you can install this application for the security.
Yes, when I press any desk, it shows something that adapter. I don't know.
You will see there's a download option or get install.
No, I can't see any download option. So if you can tell me where to click, maybe it will be next.
Yes, ma'am. Create some space so that it will able to download this application.
So try to delete unusual file.
Okay.
Okay. It just shows like App Store and Apple Sport.
App Store, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. And then it shows voice recorder, horse games, blah blah blah.
Okay, so try to delete unusual file from there, alright?
I don't have any of these ones, any of these games or...
Okay, if you don't use the file or app, from so long you may uninstall, and when we will cancel this this product, you may uninstall that application which you don't use so far.
So I need to delete few applications.
Don't read me out, okay? Just try to delete, make some space on your phone storage, so that we will able to download this application. Delete some unusual files, images, videos, apps which you don't use.
Okay, I think I will go somewhere. Yeah, I deleted few of that.
Okay, now try to download that application. Try to click on get download.
So, which application I need to download?
Okay, that is not able to. I help you to download. So what is there? Just read me out.
So then I click the search button for the Apple search, and it just keeps shows next App Store and Apple Store.
And okay, then, so have you click on App Store?
Yeah, App Store. When I click it, it's next is the. Some children games, voice recorder, anything like that.
Okay. So you do one thing, come out from there and try to open the Google or Safari. Yeah. Now what is say?
I just opened Google.
Okay, yes, very good. Okay, so just type on the search box, yeah. Okay, just hold the line. Let me speak to my manager, all right? Just be online because you're facing problem, all right? Just hold the line. Let me check on, speak to my manager, senior manager. He will help you then. Please hold the line.
Yep.
I know you're facing some kind of issue, so no need to worry. He will handle in a better way. So let me speak to my manager.
Yeah, no. What is anything to mama? Stop it, Jeet.
Okay, ma'am. I'm just going to transfer your call to the senior manager, all right? So please hold the line.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, thank you for holding the line. Your call has been transferred to me. How are you doing today, ma'am?
Hi, actually, I just received the call that I ordered something like the, I don't know, Samsung Galaxy phone, but I didn't order anything.
Yeah, ma'am, we know that. I do believe my previous colleague have explained you each and everything, right?
Sorry. Yeah.
All right. Now, ma'am, my previous colleague told me that you have an iPhone with you, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, do a thing, ma'am. Go back to your App Store.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, ma'am, look at the very right hand side bottom corner. You will get to see there's a search option over there. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, give a click on that. And now type there Zoho, Z as in zebra, O as in Oscar.
Yeah.
Then H as in Henry, then O as in Oscar again.
Zoho, yeah.
Yeah, then after that, leave a space and type Zoho Assist Customer.
Zoho Assist Customer. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Now, ma'am, search for it and just do let me know what comes up on your screen, all right?
It's coming Customer App Zoho Assistant.
Can you see any app comes up like green color app which says Customer App Zoho Assist? Can you see that?
Yeah.
Give a click on that. And now after that, you will get to see our Get option over there. Give a click on Get.
So I need to download that app?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right. Have you installed that application, ma'am?
Yeah.
All right. Now open up the application and just you let me know what comes up on the screen, all right?
So you're just asking for my email ID to start with.
All right. And beside that, can you see like something comes up like join?
Do I need to? Okay, just a minute. I think it's asking for a password.
No, don't give a password, ma'am. Can you see anything comes up like join?
Join. But yeah, it came join, but I can't click on it until I don't give the password.
It's asking for a password, right?
It's asking a password first, then I think I can join it.
Give a click on that password.
So which password I need to put? Any password?
All right, just hold on for a second, ma'am. Just hold on for a second.
Take it out. Good boy. Good boy.
Oh, okay.
You're very intelligent.
All right, ma'am, close the application and open the application once again.
Sorry?
Close the application, ma'am, and open up the application once again.
So I need to delete it or so it's no, already closed, because it's just asking the password.
All right, just tell me, ma'am, have you installed Zoho as its customer app, or do you
yes.
install any other application?
It's Zoho is Assist Client.
Assist what?
Assist Client.
No, you need to install the application Zoho Assist Customer.
Okay.
Go to the App Store once again.
Okay.
And type the same thing on your search bar. Are you on an app store, ma'am?
Just a minute, please. The app which I installed it like a customer app Zoho Assist.
Customer app Zoho Assist, right?
Yeah.
And besides that, can you see anything comes up like Zoho Assist customer?
Zoho Assist. I'm just looking for Zoho Assist.
Yeah.
And there is one another, but that's in blue. It's Zoho
no, Assist. No. Zoho Assist what? Could you come again?
No, I can only see two apps. One is Zoho Desk and other is the customer app Zoho Assist.
All right, open up the customer app Zoho. Customer, open up the app.
Now,
what can you see right now?
It's asking password. I think I should put any password to start with.
Yeah, give any password over there. Have Have you done that?
No, when I put the password, it says it's incorrect, but I never used it for it. I will try another password. And the password is not working. It says it's incorrect key.
Can you see, ma'am? Can you see something like enter session key?
No, it just says I have entered an incorrect key.
You have enter a. Could you please come again?
It just says like I entered incorrect key, incorrect password.
All right. Now do a thing. I will provide you the password. Put the password over there. 774.
774, yeah.
Then 210.
210.
Then 9317.
9317. Okay.
Then give us a click on join.
Yeah. So the and next came up with the start session.
Yes, give us a click on start session. What can you see on the screen, ma'am?
It's assist client or start broadcast.
Yeah, give a click on start broadcast. Have you done that? Hello?
Yeah, I'm doing that. Just the notifications are coming.
Yeah, what are the notifications? Could you please let me know?
It just about a notification if I would like the notification or not.
Yeah, give a click on accept. Ma'am, if you are facing any problem, just do let me know so that I can help you out, alright?
Yeah, it's downloading now.
Is it downloading?
So it's just coming with like assist client and the stop broadcast.
No,
that's what is coming up on the screen.
All right, I look at the very top, ma'am. Can you see there's a white hazy area over there?
Yeah.
Besides that, can you see something comes up like accept or allow?
It's coming up just with the round sign, and then assist client is showing, and then stop broadcast, and nothing else I can see. It's just like white screen.
Yeah, give a click on that white heavy area. Give a click on that.
Okay, it shows something. Everything on your screen, including notification visibility code. Okay. Yeah.
And what are the positive options you can see on it? Yeah. Go ahead.
So I clicked on the white screen. Now it's coming something. Security alert. Don't this one
come again?
I'm just reading about what it came up with.
What can you see? Just. What can you see, ma'am? Could you please look? Ma'am.
There is coming an one email and some security alert.
Yeah, can you see something written over there like accept or allow, something like that? What are the positive options? Could you please let me know, ma'am?
Sorry, can you see again, please?
What are the positive options you can see on your screen? Could you please let me know?
There are two emails I can see on the screen, and instead of that, there are some security alerts like card details, bank details during the session, blah, blah, blah. So I can end
Will I see something like start broadcasting or like accept, allow, something like that?
Yeah, it says allow access and decline access.
Yes, give a click on allow. Give a click on allow.
So actually, I just want to ask again. Let's
get
who can order because you have maybe.
Ma'am, your voice is breaking up.
Oh, hello?
Yes, ma'am, your voice is breaking up. I cannot hear you properly.
Appa, address under?
Ma'am, can you see something comes up like accept? Give a click on accept, ma'am, or allow. Hello.
Yes, yes. So should I allow now?
Yes, ma'am. Give a click on allow. All right. Now, ma'am, you have successfully connected to our server. Now, simply come back to your normal home screen from where you can see all your apps and regular icons. All right?
Sorry?
Simply come back to your normal home screen from where you can see all your apps and regular icons. Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I can hear, but I want to make sure that where this call is from and who ordered the phone because I didn't order any phone.
Yes, ma'am. Well, let me explain you, all right? There are some people from Mountain View, California. They have used your cell phone number to create a fake eBay account, and under that account, they have placed this order, all right? And they want to charge you and like to steal your money from your bank account. So we got a little bit suspicious here because as you live in Australia, how is it possible for someone to get your information from the Mountain View, California and make you charged, right?
Okay, so where are you calling from?
Ma'am, we are calling you from the North Sydney, from the headquarters of eBay.
All right, okay.
All right. Now, ma'am, just do a thing. Swipe your screen from bottom to top and come back to your normal home screen. And now, open up your settings from your cell phone.
So, be careful, I need to open now.
Settings, ma'am. The settings from your cell phone.
Okay, yes.
All right.
Yeah,
now
but
scroll it down. Yeah, now scroll it down and you will get to see an option which comes up like display and brightness. Or display and brightness. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Give a click on that.
Yes.
Now scroll it down.
Yeah.
Now you will get to see an option comes up like auto lock. Give a click on that.
Yeah,
give a click on never. So the security lasts long forever, all right?
Okay.
Now give a click on back. Look at the very top. You will get to see at the left-hand side, there's a back option. Give a click on that.
Sorry, which option did you see again?
Go back once again.
Yeah.
Now scroll to the top and you will get to see your name over there.
Yeah.
Give a click on that, ma'am.
Yeah.
And now can you see something comes up like name, phone number and email?
Yeah,
give a click on that.
Name, phone number and email?
Yes, ma'am. Give a click on that.
Yeah. Yes.
Ma'am, can you see that all your information comes up on your screen right now?
Yeah.
Like your name, your phone number, your email ID, your Apple ID, something like that?
Name, Apple ID,
yes,
phone
ma'am.
Number,
yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. This is the information that those person are using right now. The RubyCore5@iCloud.com, all right? These are the basic information those person are using right now. All right. So go back.
Okay.
Let me confirm you the card number once again. Go back.
Yeah.
Now, can you see something comes up like payment and delivery?
Payment.
On your name. Do you click on your name?
So I need to click on my name again.
Yeah. And now look at the very third option, payment and delivery. Can you see
that? Yes, yeah.
Yeah, give a click on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, ma'am, can you see the MasterCard has been attached to your Apple iPhone, in your personal information, and a card number ending with 2993. Can you see that?
Yeah.
These are the card information that those person are using right now. So right now, ma'am, your personal information are not used. What we're going to do, we're going to simply run a firewall security in your online device. With the help of that, we're going to trace those people out from where they are trying to, get access to your personal information, all right? Now, do a thing.
Yeah.
Simply swipe the screen from bottom to top and open up your Google.
So I need to open Google now?
Yes, ma'am. So that I can show you that your internet IP address, the internet which you are using right now, it has been they have access to that internet IP address, and they can see that whatever online activity you can do, they can simply see that from their end. All right. So open up your Google right now.
Okay.
Now type there. My, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
Okay. My.
Then leave a space, then put a digit 1.
Okay, my 1?
Yes, my 1.
Yes. My 1.
Yes, ma'am. Can you see any option comes up on your screen like my 1P address location, California? Can you see that?
It came up with my 1P country.
No, look at the very fourth option. You will get to see my 1P address location, California.
So I need to type my 1, my 1P country,
No, you don't need to type. You look at the suggestion, ma'am. Look at the suggestion. Look at the fourth suggestion. My 1P address location, California. Do a click on that.
So my 1P California.
Give a click on that.
So, I can't hear you properly, so I need to, I need to type my Bansi, California.
Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
So, my Bansi, California, right?
No, my 1P address location, California. Can you see that?
Okay, my 1P address location.
Yes, ma'am.
My 1P address location? Yes, clicked on this one.
Now look at the location. What is my IP address location? Give a click on that.
Just go to the phone setting, select about device, account status.
So I need to go on setting again. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
So I need to go on setting again?
No. Give a click on what is my IP address location. Give a click on that.
What is my IP address? I just clicked on this one.
Yes, ma'am. Now you can see that your email IP address comes up on your phone. going to the
store. Sorry,
don't
need you properly. So basically,
you can have. Yes, ma'am. There's so much background noise. Where are you right now?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. There was so much noise.
Yes, ma'am. Now, can you see, ma'am, that there your internet IP address has come up on your screen?
Yeah, it came up with the numbers and then...
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And now, ma'am, look at the very top. You will get to see there's a black box over there, a black line. Can you see that? Look at the way.
I think it's
in a black panel. Mm-hmm. You can see that your IP written over there.
So yeah, it shows the IP address. So then there are home lines, I guess.
No. You are clicking on cross arrow. Yeah. And now can you see your status is showing unprotected? Can you see that? Look at the very top, ma'am.
Yeah.
So it's showing you that your internet IP address is unprotected. So the thing is right now, those people who are from Mountain View, California, they got your internet IP address and they get the access. That's why your internet IP address is showing you that your internet IP address is unprotected, right?
Okay.
All right. So right now, just ma'am, do a thing. Simply swipe your screen from bottom to top and log in into your account and see that if there's only $1 transaction, if you can see that was suspicious, just do let me know so that I can have a word with my manager, then I will come back to you, all right? Just simply log in into your bank.
I need to log in my bank now?
Yes, ma'am. Log into your bank and if you see any suspicious transaction over there, even for $1, just do let me know, all right?
Okay.
Have you logged in, ma'am?
I logged in, but there is not any transaction yet.
All right, now, ma'am, do a thing. Go back to your Zoho once again. Go back to your Zoho app once again.
Sorry, Bicha.
Ma'am, the application which you have installed before, the Zoho application, do you remember?
Okay.
Yeah, go to the application once again.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you on your Zoho application right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, give a click on the password once again and write down the password. Have you done it?
Sorry, I forgot the password. Which password I need to enter again?
Yeah, put the password 513.
Yeah.
243.
Yeah.
Then 9152. Then give a click on join.
9512.
Yes, ma'am. Then give a click on join and just do let me know what comes up on your screen, all right? Have you clicked on join, ma'am?
Yeah, but it's not working. It says it's incorrect key.
All right. Write down the password once again. It's 513